Over the remainder of the day, Tag grew quite fond of Nimbalo, who was an excellent travelling partner and never at a loss for words. At one point, he had Tag cut him the thick stem from his gentian flower. Nimbalo gnawed holes in it, hollowed it out, and made a whistle. As they trekked along a dry stream bed, he kept Tag amused by tootling tunes on it and singing comic ditties in between.
I'm the fiercest mouse living in all the wide land. Me fur is so fine and me muscles are grand. If I ever meet with some old vermin band, I give all the rogues a good sousing. For although I'm real savage, me temper I'll bide. But beware of me dander, you'd best step aside. Or you'll find out why so many blackguards have died, giving lip to Nimbalo the slayer. When I meet a bad crew, all the warriors do hide, cause me fame goes afore me, both far and both wide. But to mothers and young'uns I bow with great pride, that's the way of Nimbalo the slayer. So take care when you see this mouse passing by, I can knock ye out flat with the wink of me eye. You just ask any mousemaid, she'll blush and she'll sigh, he's a hero, Nimbalo the slayer.
Nimbalo turned and winked at Tag.
Oh, I forgot to mention, I'm modest too.
Summer evening shades began falling as the hot day drew to a close. The two friends made camp in a hollow on top of a rise. Tag was pleasantly surprised by Nimbalo's foraging and cooking skills. Gathering dried turf, the otter lit a fire and awaited Nimbalo's return, as the harvest mouse has insisted on finding food by himself. Purpling layers of cloud backed the mountain, tapering off to golden red toward the west. Sweet aromas came from the turf fire. Tag settled himself comfortably on the sandy slope of the dip, savouring the beauties of twilight. Nimbalo broke the spell on his return. He tossed a bunch of roots and vegetation onto Tag's chest, leaping over the top of the rise and shouting,
"Hello, the camp! Stay your stumps, big fella. Let's get supper going. I'm starved."
Tag inspected the tangle of vegetation.
"What's all this, mate?"
Nimbalo rummaged cheerfully through the mass.
"I can see you're used to woodland victuals. These are flatlands food. See, whitlow tastes just like cabbage. Pennycress, touch bitter, but nice. There's comfrey roots, pepperwort and bindweed flowers. You'll like them, they're sweet."
Tag sniffed the flowers appreciatively.
"Mmm, lovely smell. Hope they taste as good. Ah, dandelion leaves and roots, wild strawberries and some blackberries. I've got some fruit and wild oat cakes the voles gave me, and most of a flask of pear cordial."